in outward form. Maulana is traveling by plane, for example, when one of the normal procedures which is there, you have to get a boarding pass. We don't take it as anything important, but just that boarding pass, if you have to think, the board for it to be made. First, there were trees planted, a particular type of trees. They had to be felled. Then they were made into boards. They were made of those people. And then they have to print it out, the computers that are working. If the computers, there is a power failure, or the computer is shut down or something, anything like that. Now they can't print. How many things? So how many things just for that one boarding hair? Just your hair is not growing is a problem. You got a problem with your teeth. You got a problem in your nose. How many things? And all this directly Allah is in charge and Allah is in control. So if a person doesn't appreciate, doesn't think also about it, wo ke insaan nahi, janwar se wo kam. Ulaika also said that what is important for us are the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is what is important. So important that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when some people didn't want to pay zakat, mani'in zakat, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, ayanqusuddin wa Abu Bakr hay, can they come? Like for example, you buy in the previous days, you bought rice, and that rice, when you bought it, you knew there were stones also with it. There were pieces of grass also, but you looked after the rice and you paid for the pieces of stone the price of rice. Why? Because it was worth the rice. And you looked after it, Surullah. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah put his name on Allah's arsh together with Allah's name. We can be also connected with Hazrat if we bring his teachings in our life. That is what is required from us, that those teachings as much as we can, we bring them into our lives. Do jahan mein koi meri qeemat nahi, important the sohbat of Ahlullah. And it is from practicing on their teachings, what they have taught and what they have told us. Like in the Ayat, Hadrat Swami's main mission is to look after the gazers. And that Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, say to the believing man, يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِ جَنَّةُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ, will give you the greatest pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So this is the great mission, which was Hazrat's mission his whole life. That we should have. But on the other hand, we still got ladies working with us in our offices. We are propagating deen. We are doing deen's work, but we are doing it in a haram way. As if more. Then it's a different thing. Then you can say no fitna in that. But if you are a man, fitna has to come. If not to the end result, but at least to that your thoughts are now completely destroyed. You get evil thoughts all the time. And the more of all your ibadat, you can be tahajjud guzar, and you can be making dara tasbihs and go towards Allah Ta'ala, then the temptations of what come of dunya, of woman, of name and fame, continue greed of dunya, all these things, pride, these temptations come all the time. There are winds blowing against you. And for you as one person to fight them is almost impossible. But you just give your hand in the book already. And then you don't have to find directions. You don't have to look for a taxi. You don't have to look for a hotel. Nothing. And you know, you are quite confident I'm in very safe hands. And it takes you directly. And in fact, so much so, where you reach, your meal is ready for you already. And your bed is ready for you already. Everything is ready. So, فَرْضَ السَّمَا وَرْشَمْسُ وَقَمَرْ دَيْخْكَرْ تَعْدِيَ أَبْنِ خَالِقُ كُهَمْ. When a person with this, a sheikh will open the eyes of your heart. And the things which you see every day, but you are not seeing them. You are blind to them. He will make you see. Now, with the company of your sheikh, when you see the heavens and the earth, the sun and closed, eyes were closed. After a few days or hours, slowly, slowly the hands open, the eyes open, then your legs started moving a bit. Slowly after a while you started crawling now, then you got up, you hardly stood up and you fell down. And then you took one step and you fell down. And Allah shows us this all lifts down. But remember, this fight is still more. Don't give up. Don't say that I'm too weak. You just carry on. And a person who carries on and does not even reach his destination, Allah in His mercy, if he was trying all the time, tawbah, istighfar, again mistakes, again tawbah, istighfar, again trying, asking for, love is so beautiful, so enjoyable. And a person who is in love, you can just see this person is in love. What his condition is, you can see from his face, from his action, that this person is in love. And a person who has fallen in love with the creator of love, where love is the heart. And in that heart Allah can put love, Allah can aaya gaya hoon. Ye qadam uthte nahi, uthaye jaate hain. Main laakh samjha asrar-e-mohabbat, main nahi samjha, main samjhaya gaya hoon. It all comes from Allah Ta'ala. So when a person feels that love of Allah, no matter how much shukr he makes, is less. Because it is Allah loves him. Just every time they are just taking your money from you. Had you had the love of Allah, you shouldn't want all this. You shouldn't mind dying. But today we don't want to die, even if we stay in a state of coma, where we are a burden to people really. But we want to be just kept alive. And people also, how many in most cases, just an outward show. In their heart they also can ask for more. Because the Jews, they hate more. They just can't see it. So that is also a sign whether we have the love of Allah Ta'ala. Dil ke milne ki hai baat kuch aur hi, saath rehte hai go ek muddat se hum. On the internet, some bayan also, then we see some other terrible thing and we gone there again. And like that, how will we find Allah Ta'ala? We will find Allah when we become one-sided. A munafiq, a two-sided. La ilaha ula, wa la ilaha ula. It is the word that is used for that also is so terrible. A munafiq. You and he's criticizing you, he's doing it all for your benefit. Akhtar be nawa ki sada'i suno. Hadrat says that I'm a person, in my humble way, but hear what I've got to say. Accept this advices of mine. And now even more we should accept them. What are they? Apne malik ko razi kare khub hum. That we make Allah proper. And we give everyone. Everyone feels happy I got a present. But if one was given exclusively a present. On some occasion only that one. There is a present only for you. Today nobody else is going to get present. Only you. How happy you feel. And so send for Nabiya Kareem. Send for our parents sometimes. Send for my mother, father also, but sometimes only for mother.
I'm in the shaitan rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullaha haqqa tuqatihi wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Wa qala ta'ala, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqeen. That we have gathered here. Brothers, my example here, sitting amongst, you know, this is how Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, I was just telling Maulana Noman, we were coming, so Maulana Noman Sallamahu, my son, I was telling him, wash the feet of his son and wash the hands of his son. And those people left. Allah Ta'ala did it such that this person, this boy, Allah Ta'ala gave him shifa. Who came? Allah alone knows. You know, it is somebody's husna zan, you know, and somebody's, the word zan must be said properly. Maulana, you say husna zan, so thinking about, so husna zan is to think good about somebody. And if you say husna zan, then, if you understand. So inshallah ta'ala, Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, he is the Khalifa of Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali, Thani Rahmatullah Ali. Brother mentioned that I am the Khalifa of Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. I would like to make it clear, that is not the fact. Yes, I am the Khadim of Hazrat by the Sheikh. And they said, we want to make your khidmat. Stay here. Make a khidmat. Remind me also when I went once in between to Jalalabad. So I said to the whoever was the Khadim was there, I said, you know what? This will increase the tilawat of the Quran, or they will increase the azkar and so forth. But Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali used to tell us that in Ramadan al-Mubarak, you must increase your recitation of the Quran. Bahasbi taqat wa sahat. These two things, bahasbi sahat wa himmat. This used to tell us that you, according to your himmat and according to your birth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he used to sit in this way. And so he reads his Quran Sharif and then makes the zikr. Then he showed me how to make the zikr. Is tarah zikr karna, ke la ilaha illallah. How to make the zikr? Zor se zikr karna. Ke shaykh ko tarra hona chahiye. Shaykh ko